Om Ajnanat Minandasya Krinanjana Sulakaya Chakshur Minitam Jena Tasvai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Pada Mahyam Tadhati Supadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Pradijana Sehitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Namami Holi Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhavya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare The incarnations of the Lord and the great Acharyas have the same purpose. Parachranaya Shadhunam Vinashaya Chudushkutam. Lord, of course, Vinashaya Chudushkritam, the Lord does it by his weapons, and the Acharyas do it by their preaching. Of course, Chaitanya, no more photos, please. No more photos, please. Pocket, cameras in the pocket. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu follow the same principle. No killing. Only by... So what's the idea? Oh, does everyone know English?
Yes.
Then how has another camera appeared?
No cameras.
The idea is to hear, not to shoot. If you want to shoot, come to Africa. We have so many animals you can shoot. With your camera. And Dharma Samsthapan, to reestablish the genuine principles of Sanatana Dharma. Not simply religious formalities. According to the religious formalities, the Shukracharya was the spiritual master of Bali Maharaj. But not by qualification, by seminal succession. Shukra. family guru, as a kind of profession. There are so many professions, engineer, doctor, policeman, farmer, a guru. In the material context, guru becomes another kind of profession. And the guru is interested in maintaining his establishment, earning his livelihood, supporting his family, and keeping the business going so that his son becomes the next, inherits the business, he becomes the next guru. In this way, it becomes a professional business. Someone is guru, someone is kirtan singer, someone is Bhagavad reciter, but it's business. It's business. He'll recite Bhagavatam, he'll do kirtan, but the interest is earning a livelihood. In Bengal, there are so many kirtan groups, and they're professional. Expert like anything, but expert as a profession. Similarly, Bhagavad reciters who can recite very beautifully and they can sing the slokas and tell the jokes and everything very nice, but it's professional business. And that sort of professional business doesn't bring about the change of heart that's required for getting us out of this material existence. The professional man is interested in continuing his material existence. He's on the path of attachment. And his Harinam or Bhagavad Gita is part of that program. That's different from, say, Sukadeva Goswami. As long as Parikshit Maharaj was the king, Sukadeva Goswami never went to see him. He didn't think, let me go to the palace and recite Bhagavad Gita, the king will reward me very nicely. He had no such interest. What will I do with the king's rewards? He said, aren't there places on enough ground to lie on at night and for food? Aren't the trees giving fruits? And for clothing, tree bark is all right. And for a pillow, the arm is there. Then why do we have to go flatter some rich men? Give me money. Flatter him just so that he'll reward us nicely. That's not the business of the sadhus. As long as Parikshit was king, therefore, Sukadeva Goswami never went to see him. It was only after Parikshit Maharaj gave up the kingdom and in that circumstance was very keen to hear about the goal of life, then Sukadeva Goswami came. Because the interest of the pure devotees is not to earn a livelihood, not to support their families by Krishna Katha or Harina. Their interest is to glorify the Lord and to benefit the conditioned souls. Lokana mitakarino jibhuvane ganyoshunyaka, the Goswamis. They didn't need to earn a livelihood. Rupa Goswami had big post as government minister, Sanatana Goswami, big post. Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Rupa Goswami, when he retired, had a boatload of coins, gold. He divided up so many for the family, so many for emergency. Raghunath Das Goswami was so wealthy. His father and uncle were like millionaires. They gave it up. Out of mercy to the conditioned souls. Sadharma samstha, to establish actual principle. Sadharma. Sadharma means the eternal business of serving Krishna. Not the temporary business of earning a living and maintaining family and all of that. So they were not in the guru business. The Goswamis had no interest in the guru business. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no interest in the guru business. Shukadev Goswami. Their business was to glorify the Lord and serve the Lord. And in that context, they served as guru. In that context. The flattering guru says what the disciple wants to hear. He'll speak something nice and the disciple becomes very pleased and continues to give nice contributions. And the guru is happy and the disciple's happy. This is probably called as the cheaters and the cheated. The disciple wants such a person who will speak very nicely and be a very nice guru and leave his material life intact. Not give him a problem about his material attachments, his material illusions. Just he'll speak, "Oh, you're so nice." And he'll take money. And then both parties are happy. Well, this is called Maya. The pure devotees have to speak the message of Krishna. And the disciple may be happy to hear it, may not be happy to hear it. Sometimes the message is not very palatable. Sometimes the spiritual master delivers a message which is not very welcome. Like the doctor doesn't just his business is not to please the patient by giving the patient whatever the patient thinks is a nice medicine. He has the responsibility to cure the patient. Sometimes the medicine may seem very nice, sometimes it may seem terrible. Sometimes surgery is required. No one wants surgery. Sometimes surgery is needed. So he has to do the needful without regard for whether it's pleasing or displeasing, welcome or unwelcome. And without regard for his personal profit or loss. Now, doctors are also so bogus, they prescribe so many tests, so many treatments, which have no purpose other than lining their own pockets. They prescribe some test and the patient goes to the clinic and takes the test and then the clinic kicks back some portion of the fee to the doctor. In this way, cheating is going on. Again, it becomes simply a way of earning money without genuine regard for the welfare of the patient. Well, the guru has to be bona fide. Bona fide means that his business is to please Krishna. His business is to carry out the order of Krishna, to speak the message of Krishna, as it is, as received in the parampara system. Nothing else. He doesn't add, doesn't subtract, doesn't change to fit the whims of the public. He speaks the message of Krishna. So this Shukracharya, when Vamandev appeared, he took the role of a Brahmin boy and came begging from Bali Maharaj that, Maharaj, if you could give some charity. The boy was very beautiful, everyone was enchanted. But Shukracharya knew this boy is Vishnu. You give him charity, he'll take everything. Vamandev asked for only 3 paces of land, but his intention was to take the 3 worlds. Externally, he said that, just give me 3 paces of land. The king said, you must be a very inexperienced boy asking for only 3 paces of land. Ask something more, something worthy. No, anyone who wouldn't be satisfied with 3 paces of land wouldn't be satisfied even if he were given the 3 worlds. Very instructive also, the Brahmin is supposed to be satisfied, not greedy. No, anyone who wouldn't be satisfied with 3 paces of land wouldn't be satisfied if he took the 3 worlds. But Shukracharya urged Bali Maharaj, don't give in. He's Vishnu. He'll take everything. Then what will happen to us? Oh, Bali Maharaj responded, no, I've given my word. The earth can bear any heavy thing, but it can't bear the weight of a liar. So I've given my word. I have to obey that. Shukracharya gave different arguments how under certain circumstances your word doesn't have to count. Oh, you didn't say om. Like a lawyer, you know, the lawyer's business is to find so many technicalities and try to escape from obligation. No, you didn't say om, you don't have to. Bali Maharaj, this is all nonsense. I'm going to give him his request. He rejected. As a matter of principle, one has to honor the Guru as being as good as God. Sakshat Ritvena Samasta Shastra. But here, because the so-called Guru rejected the personality of God, and the disciple rejected the Guru also. That's their Shastra. That the Guru loses his discrimination and becomes antagonistic to the Vaishnavas and antagonistic to devotional service. Then one should give him Parityago Vidhiyate. Well, Bali Maharaj did that. Generally, one gives up the Guru, one becomes a Mahaparadi, one is ruined. But Bali Maharaj became Mahajan by giving up the bogus Guru. And by surrendering himself to the personality of Godhead, Lord Vamandev. So Vamandev accepted not accepted, took the three worlds, extending his steps. First, yes, the earth, the universe, gradually taking everything. I have no place for my third step. I've taken the world with one step, the universe with two steps. Now you're going to become a liar after all. What about my third step? No, you can put your third step on my head. Go in this way, Mahajan. Rejecting the official cheating religion, Dharma Prochita Kaita Vocha, Paramo Namatsara Namasatana. In the beginning of Bhagavatam, it said that the Kaitava Dharma is kicked out here. Kaitava Dharma means cheating karma. So the Sridhar Swami comments that cheating karma means Dharmartha Kama Moksha. Generally, religious principles are followed for the sake of prosperity. And when I'm prosperous, I'll satisfy my senses. And maybe I'll go as far, finally, all right, now let me get liberation. Sense gratification is not enough. But this is all described as cheating religion. So Bali Maharaj rejected the cheating religion of Shukracharya and surrendered to the personality of Godhead, Vamandev. Therefore, Vamandev accepted the position of his dorm in the Patalavanka. Sutta. Lower planet, Sutta. So Bali Maharaj is there, and Vamandev is there. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur rejected the cheating religion. There were so many deviant sects, Ao Bao, Saki Beki, Chachko Shai, Kuranga Nagari. And practically Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement had simply become cheating religion. The Prakriti Sahajas, they take everything very cheaply. So they'd made the Krishna consciousness movement into something degraded, disreputable. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not interested in simply, certainly he was not interested in a degraded way of life, nor was he interested in formal official religion. There were, Hindu religion was there at that time in Bengal, also Christian religion was being very vigorously pushed. But he wasn't interested. Of course, he read so many books. He was interested in Dharma, but not simply official Dharma. Not simply something, yes, official and superficial. Therefore, he was very pleased when he found the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There he found that here's actual religious life. Not simply superficial, not simply rules and regulations and formalities. Dejam Vastava Matravastu Shiva Tapatrayo Namaha. The Bhagavad Dharma gives the real substance it distinguishes between substance and illusion for the welfare of all. Ejam bastava matravastu shida. And tapatrava namulana. Because it's actually, because it revives the eternal business of the living being, the loving service of the Lord. It uproots the threefold miseries. The official religious life gives some material happiness. That's a fact. If one lives a religious life, then suppose Sattva Guna, then he'll have a greater standard of happiness. Those who live in the Tamaguna will have misery from beginning to end. In the Rajaguna, the misery and happiness mixed. In Sattva Guna, there's more happiness. If one follows religious principles, even materially, then he'll live longer. By sinful activities, one shortens one's lifespan. By eating all rubbish, by illicit sex life, by so many things. People shorten their lifetimes. And by so many activities in the mode of passion and ignorance, they make their lives miserable. They're interested in happiness, pursuing happiness. Our American Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Declaration of Independence. Everyone's pursuing happiness, but by pursuing happiness, they're making themselves more miserable. And they bring in some kind of religious life as a way of sort of put a seal on their material way of life. To have a very nice life, lived according to religious principles, and be very happy, and at the end go to heaven and enjoy more. The karmi is also in the, that's their idea, that by following pious activities, you'll enjoy greater sense gratification, either in this life or the next life. That's also cheating. Yahamimam pushpitam vacham kabadanti avipaschita. Vedavarita partananya dasgiti dharma. They don't understand the actual purpose of Vedic life. They think simply to go to heaven to enjoy greater material happiness. Dharmark the Kalamoksha. Well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wasn't interested in that. He was interested in the real substance of life, the real meaning of life. And he found it in the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema Kumarta Mahan, he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not simply teaching another pious religious system of formalities. He was giving ecstatic love for Krishna. That was his purpose. To revive our eternal love for Krishna. And he saw that the various deviant sects were ruining that campaign. They were adulterating it in so many ways, either making Krishna consciousness the province of their particular family line, Nityananda Vamsha, group was in that category. Or in so many different ways. In so many different ways. Deviating from the teachings of Krishna consciousness, for which the authority is Srila Rupa Goswami. Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dhati Shopatamataka Sri Chaitana Manobhisvam Sthapata. He established, Rupa Goswami established the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who actually wants to follow the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to follow in the footsteps of the Goswamis. And what was the business of the Goswamis? Nana Shastra Vicharane Kanupano Sattarma Samstar. To establish Krishna consciousness very solidly on the basis of Shastra. It's not something sentimental. Oh, it's meant for love of Krishna, but it's not simply a sentiment. Love of Krishna or the process for developing that love, it's not simply a sentimental business. One has to follow Shastra. Tasmat Shastra Pramanate Karya Karya Vivastita. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur revived the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu purified the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of all of these self-interested deviant concoctions. And wrote books to establish the Krishna consciousness movement. So many ways, established the importance of Sridhar Mayapur. Again, they wanted to make it a family business. Certain section wanted to say that, no, we have Sri. It's a common thing, actually, that various temples will try to make a business. And there'll be some claim, oh, we have something over here, this pastime happened over here, this miracle happened over here, this person, these people were cured, they prayed to the deity. There's a temple in Assam, Kamakshi Mandir, and there's a tank outside the temple, and on the wall of the tank it's written that Kamakshi Devi will satisfy all your desires. So generally it's like that. People go and they or they go to Balaji Mandir, they make a vow that I'll give you this, that if you do this for me, I'll do that for you. In business. So many politicians, especially when they're out of office and trying to get back, then they'll pray for the blessings of Balaji. Or even they don't care about the blessings of Balaji, they'll go make a show that how I'm not such a pious person, I'm going to worship Balaji. Or they actually worship, but their purpose is, my dear Lord, if you'll kindly give me back my post. So many temples, they deliberately put their, make some claim so that people will go and some money will be accumulated, which the priests or pujaris, mahants, whatever, will spend on their family maintenance. They'll spend on their family maintenance. Family business. Oh, in Navadvip city, also that business was going on. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by careful study, said, no, it's not there. It's here, Mayapur. He did the research and so on. Oh, establishing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he personally went out to beg to collect funds. He didn't need funds for his personal establishment. He was a big man, magistrate, and every facility. But for the glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was going door to door begging for some contribution, just to establish the importance of Sri Dhamma. And to establish the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wrote books, he published books, Bhagavad Gita commentary, and many other books. So, and the same, of course, his son came in the same line, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't give him initiation. It's not simply family business. You go to Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. From Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comes to Srila Prabhupada. Now it's continuing all over the world, and we can take advantage. All right. Hare Krishna. Are there some questions?
Usually we have heard that to be born in a pious family or aristocratic family, one should have performed pious activities in his previous life and must have the merits. And how in a demoniac family Mahajans are being born?
Yes, that happened. Prahlad Maharaj was also born in a demonic family. Or sometimes a demonic person is born in a devotee family. In the family of Maharaj Anga, Dana was born. And sometimes they can go either way. It's not guaranteed that because we're devotees, we'll get such and such child or non-devotees. I mean, devotees can appear anywhere, just like Krishna. He appeared from a pillar, as Nrisimhadev. He appeared from the nostril of Brahma, as Varahadev. It's not stereotype. You have to appear this way, you have to appear that way. A devotee can appear anywhere. Haridas Thakur. We expect that the great devotees will come in the families of great devotees or great acharyas or very serious Brahmins, very pure family, devout Hindu family. Great devotees may come. Haridas Thakur came in the Muslim family. Just like in our Krishna consciousness movement, if some of the children become very serious devotees, well, we expect that. Parents are devotees, so children may become nice devotees. Everybody will say that, yes, that's right. But in the Muslim family, if some boy becomes a very, very devoted to Krishna, then we'll be very surprised. How has this Muslim boy become a devotee? But it so happened that Haridas Thakur took his birth in a Muslim family. And he became the greatest devotee, Nama Acharya. So there's no hard and fast rule that the Acharya can only appear in this family. That's Nityananda Vamsha. In the family of Nityananda, there the gurus are there. You have to be born in the Nityananda Vamsha family. You have to be born in a Goswami family. You have to be born in Vrindavan, Rajbasi. Or you have to be at least from India. Or you have to be a Brahmin. These are not the qualifications. And a pure devotee of the Lord can come from any quarter. And the example is Haridas Thakur. High court judge, his son may become a high court judge, but some man from, some boy from any family may become a high court judge. Out. So sometimes it happens. This side or that side. Even brothers. Ravana was a great demon. And Virochan became a great devotee of Lord Ramchandra. Prabhupada's Jasmi Daityana. Krishna says, among the demons, I'm Prabhupada. Means demon family. Even born in a demon family, one can become a great devotee. Therefore, we're preaching in all sections. Africa also, they're becoming nice devotees. Sometimes they know how the Africans. Well, Africans also, why not? From any section, they can become. I mean, the African devotees can become better than the best Brahmins. Shatkarma nipano vipro mantra tantra vicharada Vaishnava guru nasya. Vaishnava Svatachogu. One may be very expert in all of the Brahminical duties, but if he's not a Vaishnava, he can't become a genuine guru. But Vaishnava Swapachoga. Even if he's born in a family of dog eaters, he's a Vaishnava. He's fit. Some other question?
Yes. Bali Maharaj, we have been drawn to Sutala.
Hold on.
Bali Maharaj, you know, he's a great Mahajan. Why he has been posted to Sutala?
You didn't obey, didn't fulfill your promise. I'm putting you under arrest. It was a benediction. Of course, Khatri has to be king somewhere. Doesn't matter, higher planet, lower planet. So he went to the lower planet, but Krishna became his doorman. That means it's better than any higher planet. Where Krishna is, that's as good as Vaikuntha. As good as Vaikuntha. With Krishna, the lower planets become Vaikuntha, and without Krishna, the higher planets become no better than hell. Some other question? What's going on here? Anything else?
Maharaj, the Vaishnava songs when they're singing, they're singing Vaishnava songs. Is it right to sing Hare Krishna Mahamantra after that? When you are singing a Vaishnava song, is it right to sing Hare Krishna Mahamantra next?
Oh yes, you can sing Hare Krishna before, after, in between. Hare Krishna, you can always chant.
Since he has raised this question, continuation of that, in many places we have been hearing, as well as it's being a very common practice, Nitai Gaura Haribol, Haribol, is it an approved way of saying Maharaj?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Gauriya Mata also. Our main business is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Something else?
Maharaj? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, from me only the remembrance, knowledge, forgetfulness is coming. So why some of them are not able to, sometimes we forget Krishna consciousness and some of them are...
Yeah, we want to forget. We want to enjoy independently. So how can you enjoy independently unless you forget Krishna? Someone wants, Krishna says so. Yeah, he's the enjoyer. So if I want to become the enjoyer, I have to forget. That's called Maya. Two things are there, Krishna consciousness and Maya. So if we want Maya, then Krishna helps. Yes, you forget me and enjoy. That tendency is there among the diseased, conditioned souls. So we're taking training to become cured from that tendency. The material world, practically the default mode, is to forget about Krishna. Let me enjoy, let me enjoy. And we're being trained. No. Remember Krishna. Krishna will give you remembrance or forgetfulness. Now what do I want? If I want forgetfulness, yes, Krishna will supply. And if I want remembrance, Krishna will supply. Something else?
There are different departments of the Supreme Lord.
Different departments of the Supreme Lord?
Supreme Lord. Like here in the real world, you've got the economic department, the electricity department, water department, municipality department. So we are paying the taxes to the different departments. Mm. So similarly, when they pay the their earnings or whatever it is, they are giving the tax to the different devadas. What is wrong in that?
Well, we don't do that. At least in America, we don't give to the different departments. We just get the what is it, Internal Revenue Service. And they say, here's how much you owe. It's not that I think, well, you know, I'm in the transportation business, so the motor vehicle department or transportation department is more important. So I'll give something to the transportation minister. Or I'm a farmer, so I'll give to the agricultural minister.
Well, it's not like that. See, when we use the facilities of the particular department, we have to pay.
That's all right. But you have to pay, generally, you pay your government. And they decide. This much for the agriculture department, this much for the public works department, this much for this department, this much for that department. It's not up to you. That I'm benefiting more from this department, I'll give to that. Or I want to benefit more from this department. That's, they're actually giving that way. It's not just gratitude, it's greed. I'll give to Durga Mata, I'll give to Ganesh, I'll give to Lord Shiva, and I'll get something. So one has to give the taxes to the central treasury, then the government will distribute. Or we have to put the water on the root of the tree, not try to water the individual branches and leaves. Ahami sarvya gyanam bhokta cha prabhure vacha. Krishna says, I'm the enjoyer of all the sacrifices. Bhoktaram yogitpasam sarvalokam. There's a question over here.
I'm just curious about your teaching in Africa.
Oh, about Africa. We just opened a new temple. Devotees in Botswana, Gaborone, the capital. Just opened a very nice grand temple. I didn't bring pictures, I should have. Very big temple. They've been working hard for many years. That was opened on the Radhastami Day. The vice president of the country was the chief guest. The former president also came. And many devotees. Loknath Maharaj, Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj. So that was a very good occasion. Otherwise, our Krishna consciousness movement is going on throughout the continent, in different countries. Kenya, Uganda, Botswana, South Africa, Ivory Coast, Togo, Nigeria, Ghana. Many of the countries are Krishna consciousness movement is quite
especially in West
active.
Africa.
Especially in West Africa, there's a difference. In Kenya, South Africa, Uganda, most of the action is with the Indian community. Many Indian people taking part, and some African people also, but overwhelmingly it's the Indians. But in West Africa, it's reversed. A few Indians are there, but almost entirely it's the Africans themselves. And we have big temples in Ghana, in Accra, in Port Accord, in Nigeria, Benin City, quite a number of places. We have very big temples. Radha Krishna deities are installed. They have schools, they have goshalas. And everyone is African. Pujaris are African, cooks are African, temple person is African. And they're doing very nicely. Before I move on to that, we've just published a new book also in Swana language, which is the language of Botswana. So that was released on the Rapastami Day, on the way to Krishna in Swana language. Similarly, we're publishing in Zulu, in Kosa, in Swahili. BBT has been, we've started the African BBT about 3 years ago. So we have four more Zulu books in production. And of course, English and French are very big. So we want to publish more and more books. Yes. Okay. To memorize the Sanskrit slokas or to know the translation? Yes, if you can memorize the slokas, that's very good. But simply to memorize the slokas and not know the meaning will not be so wonderful. We should know the purpose of these slokas, the meaning also. Then it's perfect. But if you can memorize the slokas, that's very good. But don't think, now I've memorized the slokas, my business is finished. You should try to understand the meaning of what we've memorized. Something else?
Jai.
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 Jai. Jai.
Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna.